Do you need to ask your boss for help, but you don't trust this mofo? Girl, I've been there. But guess what? I got something for you. Head on over to TrillMBA.com and join our safe space. When you join our safe space this week, you'll get my 3-step surefire method to ask for help and not get dinged for it. In this PDF, you'll get the 3-step formula to ask for help and also a checklist of things that you can print out and take with you to work and use right there in front of your boss. It is an awesome tool, especially if you don't trust your boss. You know, you ask for help and then they try to say, well, she had to ask for help. I had to hold her hand. Haha, let's eliminate that and get you the help that you need. Again, TrillMBA.com, join our safe space, and you will be emailed your copy of the 3-step surefire method to ask for help and not get dinged. All right, y'all, let's start the show. Welcome to the TrillMBA Show. I'm your host, Felicia Ann Rose A. Newha, aka the Trillest MBA you will ever know. And I'm here to help you survive and thrive in corporate America by giving you the truth and being as real as only I can be. Happy Sunday, everybody. I'm so excited to get to be with you for another week. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I know we're about to go into another week. And so today, I have a great show lined up for you. And I hope this information really gets deep into your soul, because we need to make some changes in how we go about our working days. So my goal for today is twofold. One, I want you to leave this show rethinking how you approach work. And two, I need you to get intentional about your career progression. Because let's face it, we need representation in the highest ranks of these corporations. And the only way we're going to get it is if you go out there and you go after it. To start, I want us to think about something we have all been taught. Even our forever president, President Barack Obama, at his 2013 Morehouse commencement speech, talked about what Granny and them have always told us when it comes to work. Take a listen.
Every one of you have a grandma, an uncle, or a parent who's told you that at some point in life, as an African American, you have to work twice as hard as anyone else if you want to get by. I think President Mays put it even better. He said, whatever you do, strive to do it so well that no man living and no man dead and no man yet to be born can do it any better.
Yep, we gotta work twice as hard to get half as far. You've heard it. I've heard it. President just said it. This is what we have always been taught. And hopefully today, I will persuade you to stop working twice as hard or 10 times as hard and start working more intentionally on getting to the C-suite. If that's where you want to be, we all need you guys. We need some sisters at the top of these Fortune 500 corporations. But clearly, how we have been going about getting there is not working. So we got to switch it up, y'all. And that's going to be my focus for all the rest of my life, is trying to help you, if you want, to get there. Now, if you're like me, you've always been taught that you need to put your head down, work hard. You know, the harder I work, I've got to outwork everybody else. my work has to be so undeniable that they won't have any choice but to recognize this, right? Is this how you operate at work? And I want you to take a good look in the mirror, because some of y'all ain't really trying to work that hard, which I don't blame you. But I'm talking to my type A's, my super Jamaican-like workers, like got 5-6 things going on at one time. I mean, you don't sleep, you eat on the run, you're just working your little heart out. So where has it gotten you? See, the problem is most of us, we've been taught that if we do this, if we just work super hard, that at some point we will not be denied. But I'm here to tell you, this is not how we win the corporate game. This is not how we rise the ladder of success. Putting our heads down and working hard actually gets us not very far. And here's why. There's a book called Empowering Yourself, The Organizational Game Revealed by Harvey Coleman. Now, I have to be honest, I have not read this book yet. I actually finally decided to buy it because I want to see if there's any more nuggets I can get out of it for the show. But in this book, there is a model for success, and it's based on 3 key elements. First is performance, second is image, and the third element is exposure. Now, performance, image, exposure. The pie model, PIE. Now, I love a good pie, especially apple. But this is a whole nother pie. And this pie is actually pretty good too, because it really truly works. And if you've worked in corporate America for any amount of time and you've paid attention, you start to realize that, hey, I see people that seem like they're not really working as hard as I am, but yet they're getting promoted. And it's like they're on the fast track. What's going on here? I'm busting my butt, and it's as if nobody cares. That's because in this model, you have been focusing on performance. The day-to-day work that you're tasked with and delivering results and all that, when this model, that is actually brass tacks, and that counts for 10% of your success. Just 10. So here you are putting 100% of your effort in the bucket that only counts 10%. I know, right? It hurts. It hurts so bad. When I first heard about this, I was like, what? This is not fair. And it's not. But with this knowledge, you can at least try to make your best possible outcome. So now, the second key is image. This is what other people think of you. It's like your personal brand. What is the perception of you at work? You know, do you maintain a positive attitude? Are you solution focused? Are you the person who is trying to clear all the roadblocks and suggest alternatives and do it in a positive way? Do you come with a can-do attitude? Do you show up in a way that allows people that work with you to say, hey, I really like working with her? That right there, that's 30%. So performance is 10, image is 30%. So that's 40% of the pie. Again, sounds like brass tacks. You're like, okay, Felicia, I got the performance. I come to work. I tell these folks how happy I am. Thank you, Master, for letting me come again another day. Okay, great. Now the 60% of the success equation is exposure. And ladies, this is where we are failing. We are failing. You know why? Because you're at your desk or in your cube with your head down and you're busting your butt and putting all of your efforts and energy into performance, when really, truly what you need is exposure, or that other word that I really hate this word. Visibility. Visibility. Ugh. Gosh, if I haven't heard that word 500 million times in my career, but it's true. Who knows about you and what you're doing and what you're contributing to the organization? Does your boss even know what you're doing? Or are you just running around making your boss's life easier, making it look effortless? Because, you know, black girl magic. And people are like, oh, she don't do much. And you're killing yourself. You know, you really need to understand, do other people inside this organization, and heck, even people outside this organization, know about you? Who knows you? And not just the, oh yeah, this person works for that person. No, do they know what you are contributing to the organization? What impact are you having? That should be known. But the only way people can know that is that you actually get to get in front of them and tell your story yourself. Which brings us to the other thing I need you to think about. You cannot execute this model if you are just sitting at your desk working. So I want you to look at it this way. There are two big flags that come to mind when we think about how we operate in corporate America. The first is we spend the bulk of our time with our heads down, hoping that our work will speak for itself. Unfortunately, work doesn't speak, but you do. The second thing is that because you are sitting there working your little butt off, you're not getting the exposure that you need to propel your success in corporate America. And without this exposure, you're just not going to make it up the ranks. And bonus, you're going to feel slighted because other people around you are going to be moving, and they're going to be moving at a faster pace because they understand this and they act accordingly. So if you've ever wondered, how do mediocre white people, especially mediocre white men, how do they keep making it another day? How do they get to live, yo? When you know they taking credit for other people's work, they dodging work, they trying to delegate and get rid of work, they trying to do everything but actually work. It's because they have manufactured exposure for themselves. And they have done this because they have built relationships. I know. If you hear that one more time, I know. It's true though. Relationships are the foundation of exposure. So what does that mean for you, sis? Well, what that means is you have to show up for the work shit. No, say it ain't so. I just want to go to work. I want to do my work. I want to be left the hell alone. And I just want to go home and get my little glass of wine and sit on my couch and watch my show. Just, ooh, and forget. Please, no. Please don't tell me I got to go to the work happy hour. Or I got to do the forced fun function. They say it's optional. No, sis. That shit ain't optional. I need you to put your big girl panties on. I need you to suck it up. And I need you to get out there. And I need you to go to the work shit. I know it's uncomfortable. I mean, every time I would go, because I knew I had to go, I didn't have a plan, but I just knew I had to go because I had to be seen. I had to show my face. And that's half the battle, but that's not the end of the battle. And that's why I failed. And that's why I'm here to tell you today what I did wrong so you don't do that and you can go make better mistakes and then come back and tell me about it. Okay. So listen, I know being in these environments can feel like a fish out of water. You know, they tell their corny jokes and this shit ain't funny. And then you have to pretend to laugh because it's, you know, your boss's boss's boss. And then you might be subjected to more microaggressions. You know, Susan. Hi, Felicia. Oh, my goodness. I just wanted to tell you, I really like your hair, as she reaches to touch it. I know. But look, the only way you're going to build the relationships you need to get this exposure is to start with going to the work functions. But let's be smart about it and let's be intentional. So what I want you to do is I want you to create a plan for each event you're going to. I would say write it down. It would make it easier for my type A people. They'll do this anyway. But if you're like me, pseudo type A, and you don't write stuff down like you should, you can plan this out in your head and execute accordingly. But you need a plan. This way you can focus on your intention and it'll allow your mind to forget how uncomfortable you are and how uncomfortable you feel and how much they don't give a damn about how uncomfortable you are. Whew. And so you'll feel prepared. What I want you to do is I want you to think about who is going to be at this forced fun work shit, right? So you got your high ups, hopefully. And I would say if it's just your peers, then skip that shit. Well, not all the time. Sometimes gone with your peers, get the little work gossip so you'll know what's going on. You'll get information. Don't do a whole lot of talking. You know how we do. Let them talk and let them feel like they're getting closer to you or they know you better. Don't tell them too much because, again, the problem is these people who are your peers, they see you as competition. Even though we all know there's no such thing as competition, what God has for you is for you. But unfortunately, common sense ain't common. Go sometimes with your peers, but not all the time. Now, when it's the higher ups and it's the forced stuff and the happy hours and the celebratory with the team and all that stuff, go to those things. So if your boss is going to be there, your boss's boss, anybody that you need to target for exposure, then you go to those meetings. And here's my suggested plan. Say your boss is going to be there. Now, according on what kind of relationship you have with your boss, you want to work on making that even stronger. You want to work on getting your boss to give you information. You also want to work on, you know, how can I get my boss to see me as a rock star if they don't already? And so when you're in these informal spaces, have a conversation. It starts with, how is it going for you? How are you doing? Of course, you know, they're not really going to answer. They're going to posture. They're going to be like, oh, it's good. It's good. Well, how are things for you? Because they're your boss, right? And that's when you come back and you tell them, you know what? First, I just want to appreciate you. I'm having a really great experience. I've got some really great projects. And I don't care if these projects are trash or if they're tough or you're not having a great experience. What you need to say is, I'm having a great experience. Because the truth is, guess what? Any experience you can put on your resume at the end of the day is a great experience. So you are having a great experience. Make sense? Okay. So your best little positive self, shifting energy, great experience, because nobody wants to work with somebody who doesn't want to be there. So you let your boss know you're happy to be where you are. And that's it. And then say, you know what? I really appreciate, you know, all these things. And then you want to also say, But what I would really love is if maybe we could, you know, once a month have a coffee chat and talk about career. I'm pretty ambitious and I really love it here. And I want to understand what other opportunities may look like for me after this role. Huh. Now, some of you may have already had this conversation with your boss. Great. But I'm going to tell you right now, it's a lot of y'all because y'all get y'all head down. You probably hate your boss because your boss is probably, sucks, because most bosses are bad bosses. They're not taught. No one is taught how to be a good manager. So you live, you learn, and you kill a few direct reports on the way. So with that, though, your career is your responsibility. And so you start with your boss and you start building that relationship. And in that relationship, you start asking your boss, who are some of the other people that I need to build relationships with? You also need to tell your boss that you want to have a skip meeting with their boss. And it's no big deal. And you'll come with an agenda. You'll set up a coffee chat. And it's just to let that person know, A, you're excited to be here. You're having a great time working on the projects you're working on. You just wanted to get to know them better. And you wanted to share with them, you know, what was going on with you. If you are in an organization where somehow you trying to set up these meetings or you trying to reach out and build these relationships with your immediate supervisor and that person's supervisor, then you need to start looking to leave because they're on some bullshit and they're just being assholes. If they're not trying to meet with you or they're not concerned or care about your career that you're trying to be proactive about your career, then that means they don't give a damn about you at all. And, you know, it's time for you to look elsewhere, somewhere that will be interested in the fact that you're trying to drive your own career. So what I want you to do is go to the worksheet and meet the people. The other thing you should do is create a cohesive messaging bullet point plan for yourself, because we all know we don't want to go to this stuff and start telling all our business. Now, if they tell their business, fine, tell your business. I'm here to listen because I can't do nothing with that shit anyway. But you can't tell all your business because, you know, there's a Tom or a Becky that's ready to try to use that against you in some form or fashion. Those are just facts. And I know a lot of people say, well, shouldn't we be trying to really truly find common ground? And shouldn't we be looking for the benefit of the doubt? Yes, give people the benefit of the doubt when you see they give you the benefit of the doubt. But I would be a horrible person if I sat here and told you, don't watch your back. It's corporate America. It is what it is. Some people are really genuinely good people. And some of them, I don't know what happens. They could be good people outside work, but when they walk in that door every day, the devil crawls up inside them from the asshole, and then they just turn into beast. And I don't know. I don't know why. It makes no sense. Sometimes you look at some of those people and you're like, who married you and why? And that's just what it is. We don't know. It's like, how do you have friends? You're such an evil person, but you think you're not. That's the funny thing. Yes, we work with some monsters, smiling in your face monsters. That's just the real of it. So I'm not going to sit here and pretend like we don't. But despite them, what you need to do is treat everybody the same. You have an equal opportunity to connect with me, and I'm going to give you that. If you connect with me, great. We'll connect. We'll talk about all the good and positive things in the world and at work and projects and how we're moving business forward. And I get exposure to you to show you what I'm doing at this organization. Now, before I let you go, the other thing I want you to do is I want you to be bold. The people who are at the top of the organization. So think about the person in your department who is the highest, most senior person in your department. And I want you to let your boss know, but I want you to reach out to that person in an email. And I want you to introduce yourself and ask them if you could have coffee with them. And I want you to meet them and try to build a relationship with them. And you tell them like, hey, such and such, I've been with this organization for however long, and I'm really enjoying XYZ. I work on these projects. I would love to meet with you and get to know you better because I really liked whatever speech they've recently given, whatever new program they've rolled out as the leader of the team or whatever they're doing that you saw. And then say, I'd like to get more of your perspective on it. Now, the cool thing is what people understand is that a lot of companies, there's this fake hierarchy that if you meet with this person who has this title, you have to be XYZ buttoned up and you have to, you know, have all your ducks in a row and you have to tell your boss and everybody has to approve, blah, blah, blah. Fuck that shit. Don't worry about that. Here's what you do. You tell your boss, hey, I just want to let you know. So don't ask for permission. You tell them, hey, I just want to let you know that I'm going to meet with the CMO. It is a mentor type meeting. And I just want to get to know this person better in the organization. I'm having a great time here in my XYZ years. And I know that I need to work on building my exposure in the organization. If your boss runs and is scared and blah, 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 just tell them it's an informal meeting. Do this after you already set up the meeting with that person's admin, because now if they try to get it off the calendar, that's going to raise some red flags. Again, be brave, be bold. Meet with these people. And remember, the thing is, these people get tiptoed around all the time. So if you treat that person like they a regular person that put their drawers on one leg at a time, like everybody else every morning, then they will respect you. And they'll realize that, hey, this person has the leadership qualities that we're looking for because you showed courage. You weren't worried about what everybody else thought about you. It's a funny thing. I was talking to an old manager of mine, and we were talking about a rock star at one of my old organizations. And I was like, you know, it's as if, you know, all the convention, everything that you're told how you should operate, this person doesn't operate that way. Like they will literally pop into the senior leader's office and say, hey, how you doing? Are you having a good day? And everybody would probably tell you, oh my God, that is a career limiting move. Because what if this person to ask you this or what happens and you say the wrong thing to them? And oh my God, guess what? You're not really talking about work or deep into a project. And if they ask you a question you don't know, you say, you know what? That's a good question. Let me get back to you because I don't want to give you misinformation off the top of my head. And then they respect you for that too. But the thing they'll respect the most about you is that you saw them as a regular, old, degular human being. And when you get that high in an organization, you kind of miss that sometimes. But if you walk into that person's office, you see them sitting there by themselves and you speak to them, say, hey, how's it going? I hope it's going well. I'm having a great time working on XYZ. It's been great. I just wanted to let you know I really like you here. I hope you're having a good day. And then they'll be surprised. But your positivity, your energy will bring somebody who's probably having some shitty days because all the shit you have to deal with that high up, you'll be a breath of fresh air. And that's how you begin a relationship.
with that person. It's not as hard as we make it, ladies. So I want you to go out there and I want you to do it. And I want you to stop not going to the work shit because we've got to go. And you've got to start meeting these people and understanding what type of human beings they are and understand the human beings that you work with. Despite all the things, all the microaggressions, the racism, the sexism, all that stuff, being passed over for promotions, you have to let that shit go. You have to focus on where you're trying to go and understanding the people who possibly could help you get there if they really truly knew who you are and what you do for the organization. So I need us to focus, ladies. Okay. So I want you to go out there. I want you to have an amazing week this week. I want you to be bold. I want you to set up meetings with people you've been afraid to talk to. I don't care how mean they come off. I don't care how bitchy they act. I need you to go and shine and stop dimming your light just to get by every day. Shine your light. You know, it's Sunday. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, oh, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. All right, y'all. As always, if you need some help or advice about a specific situation, go to trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a free 30-minute consultation with me, and I'll help you strategize and walk through your specific work situation. In addition, you can always email me at ask@trillmba.com, and I'm happy to either answer your question or connect you to the right person if I don't have the answer. Again, that's trillmba.com/coaching to schedule a free 30-minute consultation with me. Or you can hit me up at ask@trillmba.com to submit your question or concern. Until next time, keep it trill. The Trill MBA Show is a Fair World Corp. LLC production. Executive produced by Felicia Ann Rose Anuha. Music is Kick Push by Ryan Little. Keep it trill every day, y'all.